my brother in Mexico that can help him stay strong.
Hey, just before we go, I didn't know that. Planning for the future.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong.
Sounds good. All right. We're in Proverbs 12. He who loves instruction loves deception. But he who hates correction is without discernment. He who finds grace in the Lord becomes better, but a lawless man will be passed over in silence. A man will not prosper by lawlessness, but the roots of the righteous man will not be pulled out. A courageous wife is the crown of the husband. But as a worm in a tree, so an evil doing wife, destroys the husband. The thoughts of the righteous are judgments, but the ungodly divides deceit. The words of the ungodly are deceitful, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. If he does not turn, an ungodly man is destroyed, but the house of the righteous remains. The mouth of a man of understanding is praised by a man, but the slothful heart are treated with contempt. It is better for a man in dishonor to serve himself than for him to surround himself with honor while in need of bread. A righteous man has compassion on the lives of his cattle, but the affections of the ungodly are without mercy. He who works his own land will be satisfied with bread, but he who pursues vain things are in need of discernment. He who is gladdened by the vines and passing his time shall lead dishonor to his own strongholds. The desires of the ungodly are evil, but the roots of the ungodly are in strongholds. But the roots of the godly are in strongholds. By the sin of his lips, the sinner falls into snares, but the righteous man escapes from them. He whose lips are gentle will show mercy, but he who contends in the gates will afflict souls. By the fruits of his mouth, the soul of the man will be filled with good things, and the recompense of his lips will be given. The ways of discerning men are right in their own eyes, but the wise man hearkens to counsels. A man without discernment immediately proclaims his wrath, but a stupid man hides his own discernment. A righteous man declares his honesty openly, but the witness of the unrighteous is deceitful. There are those who wound with the sword as they speak, but the tongues of the wise heal. Truthfulness establishes a testimony, but a hasty witness is an unrighteous tongue. There is deceit in the heart of a man who devises evil things, but whose counsel peace shall be glad. But those whose counsel peace will be glad. Nothing unrighteous will ever be pleasing to the righteous, but the ungodly will be filled with evil things. Blind lips are an abomination to the Lord, but he who shows faithfulness is acceptable to him. A man of understanding is a throne of perception, but the heart of the undiscerning will meet with curses. The hand of the chosen shall prevail easily, but the deceitful shall be for captivity. A fearful word troubles the heart of the righteous man, but the good message makes him glad. A righteous arbiter shall be his own friend, but the decisions of the ungodly are unreasonable. Evil things shall pursue sinners, and the way of the ungodly shall lead them astray. A deceitful man will not gain his prey, but a pure man is a precious possession. In the ways of righteousness there is life, but in the ways of remembering wrongs are unto death. There's a whole bunch of really good stuff in here. I didn't do much preparing this time, but there's some verses that stuck out to me. Verse 9. It is better for man to dishonor and in dishonor to serve himself than for him to surround himself with honor while a man of bread. And that reminds me of a lot of people. I'm not sure if this is exactly what it means, but it's the way I took it. There's a lot of people I know that they don't have their lives in order, and yet they think they have the right to tell people how to live. A righteous man declares his honesty openly, but the witnesses of the unrighteous are deceitful. And then I had 21. Fearful lips establish the testimony, but the hasty witness is an unrighteous tongue. And that just basically tells us to think before we speak.
This week we're supposed to pick a verse out of Proverbs 11 and try to put it to practice this last week. And verse 10, a man in need of discernment treats citizens with contempt, but a man of discernment keeps quiet. Verse 16, a merciful man does good to his soul, but an unmerciful man utterly destroys his body. And whenever, I like that verse because whenever someone is merciful to someone, they're very merciful to themselves.
I got verse 26. He who plans good things seeks good grace, but he who seeks evil, it will capture him.
Proverbs 10.
Proverbs 11:20. He who joins hands with the unrighteous will not go unpunished. But he who sows righteousness will receive a faithful reward. That means if you are friends with someone that's not a Christian, then you will learn their ways and you can turn from God.
I got Proverbs 11:10. A man in need of discernment treats citizens with contempt, but a man of discernment keeps quiet. And I tend to get after my brothers and sisters for things I think they should do better. And so this week I tried to be quiet. And
yeah. I got Proverbs 11, verse 20. He who joins hands with the ungodly or unrighteous will not go unpunished, but a righteous man sows righteousness and he will have his faithful reward. And I've been trying to sow seeds of righteousness. It doesn't always work, but I've been trying.
I got Proverbs 11, verse 24. Every sincere soul is blessed, but an angry man is not graceful.
Proverbs 11, 2. Wherever arrogance enters,
there also is dishonor. But the mouth of the humble meditates on wisdom. And I like that verse because it says, but the mouth of the humble meditates on wisdom. And to meditate on wisdom, it takes time. You have to do it. You can't just, not just once a day or on Sunday. You gotta really do it all the time.
Yeah. I got the same as Hans. Proverbs 11:2. Wherever arrogance enters, there also is dishonor, but the mouth of the humble meditates on wisdom. And I look for chances this week to practice that.
I had Proverbs 11:27-28. He who trusts in riches, this man will fall. He who helps the righteous man will rise. And he who does deal graciously with his own house will inherit the wind. And a man without discernment will be a servant to one with discernment. It means to not trust in the riches of this world. Just to be graceful with your own house and stuff.
I had the same as Arthur. Verse 10. A man in need of discernment treats citizens with contempt. But a man of discernment keeps quiet. And sometimes when me and my brothers have an argument, or they think something that I think something differently, and here it turns out that they were wrong, I tend to keep that, and then when we're with other people, I bring it up and to put them down, and I shouldn't do that. I'm trying not to.
I got Proverbs 11:10. A man in need of discernment treats citizens with contempt, but a man of discernment keeps quiet. I try to, sometimes I don't respect the presence of older people as much as I should, and I try not to, and sometimes I say unnecessary stuff. I tried working on that.
Proverbs 11:4. Righteousness cuts straight and blameless paths, but unrighteousness endures wrong.
I have 11:26. He who plans good things seeks good grace, but he who seeks evil, it will capture him. And I was thinking how in my life, oftentimes, like with gardening or just my daily struggles or whatever it is that I'm working at, I look at the things that are going wrong, and they catch up to me, and I thought that's kind of like seeking evil. You know, you're looking at it, and it just overcomes you. But if you plan good things, you seek good grace. And so what I generally try to do is, instead of looking at all those things, try to look at the bright side and what I'm actually trying to do during the week or the day. And I kind of had a neat thought. It's kind of like what Jesus said in Matthew. I'm going to turn there real quick, I guess. Okay. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And that was my thought. This, our eye is very important, and if we seek good things, then we'll eventually obtain them. But if we look at all the things that are opposing us, then we need to be aware of them, but we should not get discouraged by them.